Hi, this is Jeff Curto, and welcome to episode number 7 of Camera Position, a podcast about the creative side of photography. Today's podcast, I'd like to spend some time talking about another one of my photographs, actually a pair of photographs in this case, and I'd like to use these two images to spend some time talking about the idea that goes into the photograph and where that idea comes from and then how to best articulate that idea. For those of you who've been listening along to these few podcasts that I've created so far, you've probably realized that I have a particular affinity for things Italian. I've been making photographs in Italy since 1989 and have returned there almost every year since then to make more photographs. And so the vast majority of my photographic output has been photographs of the Italian peninsula, and I've literally been top to bottom, left to right, all the way up and down the peninsula. And as my project of making these photographs has continued, what my interest has been to sort of whittle down to the most essential kinds of ideas about Italian culture, how I feel about that culture, about the way the people have worked buildings and land, and the basic concepts of what this experience of being in this culture has meant to me. Now, as part of that culture, and certainly as part of something that I enjoy in general anyway, is the culture of wine, the culture of grape cultivation. And certainly a big part of the Italian culture is wine and wine production. And so I am always looking for ways to make photographs that talk about not only the culture of production of wine, but also the culture of how that has factored into the Italian people's background for a long time. So these two photographs that I want to spend some time talking about really kind of look at the idea of how we convey a feeling or an emotion in a photograph. This first picture is, and both of these pictures were made at the same time in the same location. And while I consider both of them reasonably successful photographs, I'm much more enamored with one than the other and much more interested in the way it conveys its message than the way the other one does. So this first photograph, the one I consider to be a little less successful, I was in this vineyard. This is in Umbria, a province in the sort of northern central part of Italy. And this first photograph was one where I was particularly taken with the beautiful light late afternoon, 4 or 5 o'clock in the afternoon, the month of July. So it's the summertime, the grapes are starting to ripen, and I was really taken with the way the light was falling through these leaves on these grapevines and this one sort of rogue vine that had pushed its way out into the space in between the rows of vines. And I made this photograph, and I think it's reasonably successful. I like the way the backlight works on the leaves, and I like the feeling that it gives about presence of place. But really, this second photograph is the one that ended up captivating me and becoming more interesting to me as an image, and certainly I think captures more of my feeling about this idea. And it is a picture that comes up rather close on the right-hand side to several bunches of grapes that are so luscious and heavy and weighty. And I think that weight is enhanced by the light that is coming from fairly strongly toward the back and left of the camera position. So that what we're getting is a real sense of the roundness of these grapes. And at the same time, we're getting some wonderful light glinting on the leaves, and that also appealed to me. But it's really the sensual quality of this image, the sense that we can feel the weight of the grapes, we can feel the coolness perhaps of the shadowed side of the grapes, or the warmth of the grapes that are being warmed by the sun's light, that really appealed to me and ultimately became the photograph that I was more interested in and the one that I produced as a fine art print. So it's that idea that of the sensual nature of this vineyard and the orderliness of the vineyard. And I think that comes across, the orderliness, I think, comes across in both photographs. And yet, for me, it's the weight and the sensuality that comes through for me in the photograph that concentrates on the grapes, that sensuality of the bunches of grapes and the way that that grape is going to end up being crushed and fermented and made into wine that will give pleasure and sustenance to people. So there's something about that image for me that works so much better. And it really was just a matter of turning the camera just a few inches to the right, lowering the camera slightly so that I was getting less of the background, and really just concentrating on not only the grapes, but the light that was falling on the grapes, and really making kind of a small deal about the rest of the row of the vineyard, as compared to the other photograph, which makes I think a bigger deal out of the idea of these ordered rows of vineyard. And the longer I do photography, and the more I work at the idea of trying to make images that convey some sense of emotion, the more I discover that paring down an image to its essential aspects, getting rid of all of the things that don't matter, are the things that really make the photograph work, at least for me. So thank you for joining me on this episode of Camera Position. I have heard from a number of you out there. I really enjoy hearing from people who are listening. Feel free to give me drop me an email at jeff@jeffcurto.com or jeff@cameraposition.com. And I would really love to hear from you, hear what your experiences are in photography, your interests, and how you feel that camera position can help you become a better photographer. So visit me at jeffcurto.com or at cameraposition.com and drop a note and let me know what you're thinking. Thanks again, and we'll look forward to seeing you next time on the next episode of Camera Position, a podcast about the creative side of photography.